Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I'm doing good. Would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Greg Van Meckel in Berkeley, California. I said, name a famous singer, past or present. Remove the first and last letters from the first name, and the result will be a potential partner of the last name. What singer is this? Well, the singer is Gladys Knight. Do you remember her, Aisha?
Yes, I love Gladys Knight. Oh, my goodness. I still listen to so many of her songs.
I love her. And remove the G and the S and you get lady, and a lady would be a partner of a knight.
Now, a lot of y'all didn't get this. That must have been tricky because there were just over 450 correct entries. And this week's winner is Cindy Mosqueda of Ithaca, New York. Congratulations, Cindy.
Thanks.
How did you figure out this week's answer? Are you a big Gladys Knight fan?
You know what? I listened to a lot of Midnight Train to Georgia when my son was in the train phase of toddlerhood.
Okay.
But really, I started thinking of names of singers. Gladys Knight just kind of came to me.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
For 1 year.
For 1 year. See, that's not that long, and you already got on the air, so that's a pretty good track record.
Yeah, I feel lucky.
So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I try to get my kids to play the puzzle. They're 8 and 11 years old. And I also work in higher education and student services.
Okay, well, that's great. And we love it when kids listen and play along. Cindy, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I think so.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right. Cindy and Aisha, this is a good two-person puzzle. So you should both join in. I brought a game of categories based on the word handy, H-A-N-D-Y. For each category I give, you name something in it starting with each of the letters H-A-N-D-N-Y. For example, if the category were two-syllable girls' names, you might say Heather, Audrey, Nancy, Denise, and Yvette. Any answer that works is okay, and you can give the answers in any order. Here's your first category, languages.
Hungarian.
Good. There's an A that's one of the most spoken languages in the world.
Okay, like in the Middle East?
Yes.
Arabian.
Arabic is right.
Arabic.
There's one in Northern Europe, like Scandinavia.
Danish.
Danish is a good D.
Yiddish.
Yiddish is a Y. All you need is an N now.
Norwegian.
Norwegian. You could also have said Navajo. Okay, here's your next category. It is streaming services.
Hulu.
Hulu, good.
Netflix.
Netflix is an N.
The Amazon one.
Yes, Amazon. Apple TV Plus also works. How about a D?
D. Disney Plus.
Wait. Yes,
Disney
yes,
Plus,
yes.
Good job. And then there's a Y that's one of the most watched.
YouTube,
excellent. How about types and breeds of dogs?
The hound? A hound?
Okay, I'll give you hound. Also husky and Havanese.
I know for a Y, you could do a Yorkie. Isn't that one?
Yes, Yorkshire Terrier. Good. What's a little short dog with tiny legs?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, what's the traditional, the fireman's dog?
Oh,
firefighters.
Yeah.
Dalmatian.
Yeah.
Dalmatian, yeah. I was going for dachshund. All right, you still need an A and an N.
I don't know. A's.
You know a country where there was a war in the past?
Oh, like an Afghan?
Yes, an Afghan. Could have said Airedale or Akita. Those would have both have worked. And for N, you might think of an area in Canada.
Newfoundland?
Newfoundland, good. Your last category is colleges and universities whose names are not geographical.
Okay, Dartmouth, Yale, Alfred University, H. Harvard.
Harvard is good. You need an N.
Notre Dame.
Excellent. Good job.
Okay, yeah. Oh, my goodness. That was tougher than we thought.
Yes.
It's harder when you're in it to come up with it. And them dogs was a little tricky. Another H school, Howard, the school that I went to. But you did a wonderful job. How do you feel, Cindy?
I feel okay.
You did great. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Cindy, what member station do you listen to?
WSKG.
That's Cindy Mosqueda of Ithaca, New York. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from Steve Baggish of Arlington, Massachusetts. Name a popular magazine, rearrange its letters, then add an O at the end, and you'll name a prominent subject in this magazine's new issue. What magazine is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. To submit your answer, just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, May 22nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.